Have you ever been disappointed because someone didn't keep a promise made to you? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and broken promises can cause great harm to relationships. So my present-day proverb for today is, under-promise and over-deliver. Whether it's in a business setting or in your family, making promises should be done with careful thought. Wise Solomon told us this many centuries ago when he said it's better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. And again in Proverbs, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Promises generate hope, right? If I promise you I'll do something for you, you're hopeful, trusting I will fulfill my promise. And if I don't, that becomes hope deferred, and it truly can make your heart sick. It can hurt because it feels like a betrayal or a rejection. So be careful what you promise. If you promise a customer to call him back in an hour, make sure you call back in that time period. Maybe that's an unrealistic promise, so don't say that just to get that customer off the phone or off your back. Only promise what you're confident you can deliver. When I purchased a car a couple of years ago, I was so impressed with the way this dealer over-delivered. They had offered to do things for me that I would not even dream to ask of them. This is the third time I had dealt with them because they over-deliver. Isn't it true that in this day and age, we are really impressed with that kind of exceptional service? Now, if we adopt this motto for our personal lives, under-promise and over-deliver, we'll be establishing a reputation that brings glory to Jesus. It's part of living a life of great integrity, making sure we keep every promise, no matter how small, and going the extra mile anytime we can. It's living out the golden rule Jesus gave us, to treat others the way we want to be treated. So don't forget to under-promise and over-deliver. You will be so glad you did. We would like to encourage you with a set of these present-day proverbs that I've talked about all week, just to encourage you in your walk with Christ, to remind you of these little things that make a difference. You will find these present-day proverbs on our website, or you can call us at 630-462-0552. Remember that our web address is christianworkingwoman.org. Our mission is to encourage and empower Christians in the workplace, and we are supported by donors. So please consider partnering with us by making a donation, which you can easily do on our website at christianworkingwoman.org.